This is Joanne Factor of Strategic Living, bringing you the 7th Sound Safety Podcast. Today is Thursday, June 28, 2007. Strategic Living conducts personal safety and self-defense trainings in the Seattle and Puget Sound area. In these podcasts, I focus on stories, some great successes and a few with not so happy endings. Women sharing their stories encourages and empowers other women to take action. All stories are true, though details have been changed to preserve confidentiality. This tale isn't exactly what most of you envision when you hear the phrase self-defense story. However, our protagonist, let's call her Annie, considers this incident not merely a success, but a life-transforming event for the better. In her early 20s, Annie was a homeless drug addict. Her life revolved around getting drugs, using drugs, and, when she really had to, scrounging for food and shelter. One evening, she was in the parking lot just outside a gas station convenience store. A guy she didn't know came up and asked her if she needed a place to stay. She answered yes, and he replied that he'd see if he could find her a place. Then he left, and in what seemed like just moments, he returned and said she could stay at his home. Now, just an aside, when I go to the gas station, I do not get asked if I need a place to stay. And I'll bet many of you don't either. If you have in the past, think about what was different then. If you were younger and you say, well, I was younger and more vulnerable, you know, some young people get asked and approached, others don't. If you are approached now, do you want it to stop? How are you presenting yourself? I'll get back to this at the end of the podcast. But now back to our story. I'm betting that you figured out the rest of the evening. Annie and the guy, she never knew his name, she never even asked, went back to his house. After hours of talking and drinking, she fell asleep on a couch. Next thing she knew, she was awake and the guy was on top of her. When she tried to pull away, he drove his knee into her stomach, pinning her. He grabbed her head, one hand on her scalp and the other on her chin. He twisted slightly, and she just knew that he was telling her to be still or he'd break her neck. She stopped resisting and he raped her. Afterwards, they chatted some more, as if nothing unusual had happened. As the sun rose, he offered to drive her to wherever she needed to be. So fast forward about a year. I met Annie and heard her story at a women's transitional housing program. She described that evening as an awakening. It all came together for her. She realized that her lifestyle of drug use and homelessness put her at high risk for assault and abuse. She saw her rape as God's message to her to change her ways. And she's in the process of doing just that. That transitional housing program, where I met Annie and many other women with similar experiences, both clients and staff there, originally asked me to talk with their clients on self-presentation. Not surprisingly, the body language for personal safety overlaps with the body language for daily success in just finding and keeping jobs and housing. Think about how to carry yourself and project that you are not a victim wannabe, or that you would be a reliable employee or tenant. This is personal power. Three of the critical keys are how you stand, the eye contact you make, and your breathing. I'm currently working on an ebook on cultivating your personal power. If you have stories you'd like to share on how you used your personal power to thwart an assault or de-escalate an ugly situation, please contact me. This is Joanne Factor with Strategic Living. If you'd like more information on personal safety and self-defense classes, please visit my website at strategicliving.org or phone 206-920-8882. Thank you. Have a safe day.